Pequot residents sprang into action when a commercial fishing boat crashed into rocks near the community northwest of Zabaios. The crash was really close, and could be heard from about half a kilometer away, said Richard Osinenko, who lives nearby at Walters Cove. Local residents, including Osinenko's sons Kevin and Jeffrey, hopped into their own boats and rushed to the scene. The brothers pulled the three people from the damaged boat, which was taking on water in a channel off Rolston Island, onto their own 14-foot skiff and took them to the medical clinic staffed by a nurse, Osinenko said. Elisha Chidley, who lives nearby and was first on the scene, worked to keep the damaged boat afloat to bring it to shore. The boat involved in the crash, which happened about 10:30 p.m. on July 13, is registered to one of the charter fishing resorts in the area. Resort staff and a friend were aboard at the time. Only about 3 minutes elapsed from the time the boat left the dock to when the crash happened, said Osinenko, adding the boat appeared to have hit the rock, grinding over the top of it before coming to a stop in the water. Light was fading at that time of the evening and the water was still, so it may have been difficult to see the rock protruding from the water, he said. Osinenko, who also took his own boat out to see if he could help, was not surprised by the fast response. Everyone is really good here. Eric Gorbman, who runs the Pequot Inn, which has a small restaurant and cabins, said the three people in the crash had stopped by that night and then went to the beach for a couple of hours before heading out. He estimated the damaged boat as about 23 feet long. The community of about 300 is like a big family, he said. Everybody here will help everybody else, no matter what. Port McNeil RCMP thanked those who stepped in for their quick and timely response. Their efforts contributed to a safe outcome to what could have been a tragic event, said Corporal Spencer Mileymuck. RCMP West Coast Marine Services will be helping Port McNeil RCMP with the investigation, along with Transport Canada, police said. WorkSafe BC is also expected to be involved. RCMP were on the scene Thursday. Anyone with information on the crash is asked to call Port McNeil RCMP at 250-956-4441. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at TimesColonist.com.